Wow, I feel like we haven't been in here in a hot minute.
Yep, the last one we posted was October 29th.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Retro.
We've been busy.
We have been so busy.
Good morning.
Oh my gosh,
today's a wonderful day.
You love TikTok so much.
I do.
I mean, I do too, but you just run around the house singing all the songs.
It's really good. And it's slowly, I feel like a lot of people who are like following or liking the videos, some of them are young, but I think mostly it's like people our age and older.
It's so cool because it's this whole new platform that we don't know anyone. And the way the platform works, it just shows your stuff to everyone.
Yep. For the time being.
For the time being.
Supply and demand. But we have a lot to catch you up on. And then we'll be back on our... hey, Benjamin. Benjamin.
Benji. Hey, baby.
But yeah, let's just start with... it's kind of like old news now. It's been 2 weeks, so we won't spend too much time on it. But the whole trip to Jersey for Jules' first birthday...
And Halloween.
...was incredible.
It was so much fun. And we dressed up.
We did.
I can't believe you dressed up. Tell me what you were.
Well, I was riding a unicorn.
You were riding a unicorn.
Because that's how I live my life.
That's how you live your life. Well, we all match, too.
Yeah, the whole fam and Jules with a unicorn. You were a unicorn. Your sister was a unicorn. And then Jim was an ear of corn. So that worked out well.
You came through with the backup purchase on Amazon.
Yeah. But it was good. I think it was one of our better trips.
Yeah, it was great.
Do you feel like... It's almost better to go home when there's events rather than a random week. I think that was the kicker.
Well, we always had something to do. You know, first, Bree, we were helping her get ready for the party. And then it was Jules' real birthday. And we had a little party and celebration at their house. And then we had Halloween, which was fun. And then we helped her set up for the party. Then it was the party. And then, you know, we were home. So there was something to do every day. And I feel like everyone we were visiting was kind of on that same road, like, oh, we've got so much going on that they were excited and there was stuff we were looking forward to, not like we were just traveling and everyone was working and that was it. And we were, you know what I'm saying? Like, we had events and things to go do to make memories.
Yeah.
Essentially. Because that's always hard when you go and visit someone because they're working and you're off. You know, same, like, imagine if someone came to visit and we're working all week. It's just hard. That's why I love going on vacations with family. Because you come together and everyone's vacationing.
No, I agree. Can you stop him from licking?
Hey, Benj.
Just relax, baby. I can't watch that in the background.
So funny. I can't hear him because...
Because the headphones, yeah. Oh, he's going to fall asleep now. He's fine. Love you, Benji. Shout out, Benjamin. But yeah, I think... You know, that's like the one thing we're trying to figure out with family is it's been my life goal since I was 18. So for almost 14 years of trying to just plan a once a year vacation, but everyone in the family is like, well, why don't you come to Ohio or come to Florida or come to Jersey?
Right.
And because I'm a numbers nerd, I actually did the math and over all the years, like with our flights and paying for bags and even the random times we had to do hotels or whatever it was, over 13 years, we've spent, as a couple, $52,000 on traveling to go see friends and family out of state.
That's insane.
So I don't feel bad. Like, I'm so happy my parents are coming for Christmas, but I'm will guilt friends and family from here on out to come. Because not only have we spent that money, which is a down payment that everyone else got to do, everyone that we in our family, everyone has a home, everyone's crushing. Yeah. We have to take off work. They're like, well, you're on hiatus. You don't work. You work from home. There's a difference between waking up, working out, having your routine. We sacrifice a week to make the memories, but then we're also not on vacation.
Right.
You're in a spare bedroom. You're sharing a house. It's like what we need to do is find it. And we were like, let's do a central location. Bree and Jules doesn't want to fly 6 hours when she's 1 year old. Fine. Let's go meet in Austin or New Orleans. 2.5 hour flight for everyone. Everyone spends money and everyone enjoys and no one's doing the dishes, running errands.
Well, sure. And I think from, you know, all of our family, their point of view, everyone's just like, well, if when you guys come here, we don't have to worry about like lodging and, you know, we can eat more affordable because we all are in the house. You know, I get it all. But yeah, I think having vacations together at this stage in our lives,
yeah,
with everyone having families and the babies, it's like, it's so important to make memories when they're younger. And I know we've been talking, we want Mila and Juliana to meet so bad because, you know, they're what, 8 months apart?
Yeah.
Like they're so close in age.
I think we'll have a really good shot at actually accomplishing this moving forward.
Yeah.
Because it's just unfair for us to go, you know, twice a year and spend all the time and money when it's not reciprocated. So I'm calling out all family on the podcast.
You heard it here first, fam.
The family doesn't watch, so they won't even hear this. We're sharing these stories. So if anyone else relates, like comment below. Are we being crazy or is it fair?
I think most people, though, probably live closer to their families.
Yeah.
I really do.
Or some. You always hear like, oh, yeah, my mom and dad are in Toledo. You know, but my brother and sister, my two best friends and their kids and my uncle and my grandparents and my college roommates and like they're all here in LA. I'm like, you mean everyone?
Yeah.
We have zero blood in California.
Well, I think too, though, most people probably naturally you want to live by your family. Like I miss my family every single day, all the time. And then now with the baby here, it's just I'm missing, you know, all these moments. And thank goodness, though, for the phone, video chat. Photos, videos, all that stuff, because I can at least see her growth, but I want to be there, you know, and it's so hard.
Well, it shares an interesting perspective too, because, and this isn't me complaining, it's just an interesting thought to think about, where if like we're doing what we want to be doing, like we moved, we go, we need to come to California to pursue our dreams. And one of the biggest sacrifices is that we never see our family.
I know.
So that there's people who might not be loving what they're doing, or they might have other things in life, but they take for granted. They're like, oh, I gotta go to mom's house for Sunday dinner again, where that's something
so
that we
lucky.
Want. And other people might be looking like, I wish that we could start a podcast or that we had time for this. And it's all perspective of how do you balance it. But the thing that's also gonna help us is that now that we're getting into a position where we're gonna be able to, you know, start helping with at least hotels to get rid of the financial burden of people coming out. And then once we're able to actually get a house, that's one of our biggest motivations. I don't really want to get a house, but the idea of privacy and not living in a building makes me really happy. And two, having the rooms and
so
bathrooms for family to come visit.
Yeah.
But I'm going to make everyone promise that if we're going to get a house, you have to come visit once a year at least, because it's a huge, you know, it's a huge investment, but I like it for the privacy, because as much as I love our new place and like we'll stay here until we buy because it's like incredible. I just can't wait to just have like a backyard and like no neighbors.
I mean, you'll have neighbors.
No, I won't. We're gonna go look for a grassy knoll.
No.
And
drive
just like
an
a little
hour and a half out
a
of
little
the
house.
City.
Yeah.
We just moved back.
They do new construction all around the house. So there's construction.
That's our life.
We'd have to be really thoughtful about that. But that's still like...
Could you pass me that water
in
back?
In the future. This is all the water we have left in the house.
Look behind you, silly boy. And we have a refrigerator.
Yeah, but the filter says it needs replaced, so I don't know what that means.
Well,
does that mean that it's like dirty, or does that just mean it's almost tap water?
I honestly have not a clue.
So I don't mind the tap water. I just don't know if it means the filter is like filthy or is it just
old. See, I'm so different. I can't do tap water.
We do it every morning with coffee and tea.
Boil it. Doesn't that kill?
Does it what?
Kill like all the stuff. I remember I went to Colorado, maybe when I was 18, and they were saying there that the tap water is the cleanest, like cleaner than filtered water. And I remember having it. It was actually pretty good. So I don't know if that's true or a thing, but I do remember someone sitting there and telling me in depth why it was so clean, but I don't remember anymore.
I was in Colorado Springs and there was a natural spring of fresh water coming out of Mother Nature and Earth.
Yeah.
And they gave us all these shot glasses and they're like, you have to try it. And I was like,
oh, you didn't?
No.
That's Fred. So it probably comes from all the springs, and that's why it's...
Yeah.
So you didn't try it?
Mm-mm.
What did you say? Just saying no thank you?
Probably. No, thank you. Today is a wonderful day. You're going to hear it. It's getting again. Popular TikTok. Right now in there. But so I want to just touch on real quick, because this is such a hot topic with days being in the news.
Yes.
So much going on. So for those of you who – because I feel like anyone who follows us who – I've mentioned that we're going on a hiatus. So I think everyone was like not as panicked. But for those people who might have not – because I don't know if anyone else in the cast ever told anyone. Like, I've been speaking vocally about it. Like, hey, Thanksgiving, we're done for a while. So from what the article said, I think like TMZ and like all these people picked it up. We were trending for a minute, Days of Our Lives. It's like, yeah. They were saying that everyone was fired. I guess technically everyone was fired. Mm-hmm. It just was a better clickbaity title. So congrats to the mega media companies who know exactly what they're doing.
Right.
We technically all were fired, but that sounds negative. You know, we were just – our contracts were just all ended. Because they want to save money. I mean, that's this whole entire battle of Days of Our Lives isn't that people, more people or less people are watching it. It's just that there's such a ladder from Sony to NBC to Corday to there's a lot of people in between, and it's all about money.
Of course.
So for them, canceling the contracts of 30 series regulars and then with the crew, I mean, I don't really know. If I had to guess, like, you know, they're going to save a couple million dollars.
Yeah.
So if that couple million dollars is what's going to help negotiate to get us picked up for another year, like every year they're doing something to just kind of trim the budget.
Yeah.
So that's what we've known. And like being on set, walking the halls, talking with everybody, no one seems nervous, like the production. And also too, with a lot of the new sets being built, they're investing money. So if we were going to be never coming back, why would they be building new sets? Why would they be spending money on a web series?
True.
On the app? Why would you spend? Because they shoot that during our schedule. That's a lot of money to shoot that. They're shooting it like legitimately.
Yeah.
So where we're looking at that going, why would they spend all this money if we're going to – why would they just drop all that money on the Day of Days? Like, think about it. If you're cutting,
right,
that's NBC, so that's different. It's a complicated thing, but I think we're going to come back. I've heard as early as January 15th, mm-hmm. and I've heard as late as April 1st.
Well, so for all of the other soaps that have been canceled in the past, because there have been a lot, do you think they got canceled solely because the numbers weren't there anymore? Because Days, their numbers are pretty
The Days numbers are great.
Strong,
They were canceled based on a lot of people stopped watching.
Okay.
And that was the boom that happened in the 2000s. From what I hear, a lot of, like, back why it was popular in the 80s and 90s or even maybe 70s, 80s, whenever it was at its peak, that's when a lot of stay-at-home moms, there wasn't dual incomes in the family. I think that was part of it.
Right.
The other part of it is that there were only five channels in 80, 90. There wasn't even, like, cable wasn't picking up yet. Then they expanded into – you can now watch TBS and you can watch the Oprah's network and you can watch, I mean, now there's a ton of networks and then Netflix comes out and then Hulu and now Disney Plus. And so the amount of content that is out there, people, unless you're a diehard and generations pass it down, people who were wishy-washy left, they went back to work. And then the other problem that everyone's having is the ratings based on the advertisers. So that's how you run the show. They make money based on advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Sony and NBC and Corday, they have to sell those Dove commercial ads during it to pay for everything we do.
Right.
But when people are DVRing it, like my mom does for the week and then watches it on Friday, after 3 days of being on the DVR, if you don't watch it, it doesn't count for advertisers as a view.
Right.
So advertising's probably going down. People's attentions are leaving. So it's not that anything's changed with Days. It's just how people are consuming it.
Yeah.
And back to your initial question, I think they were like, well, you know what? Maybe since people left, maybe it was All My Children. Maybe it wasn't good. Let's cancel it and put a cooking show on. So they canceled this amazing show, One Life to Live, all these things. They put on other networks or other programs and no one watched. So they go, uh-oh. But then it was already canceled and they tried to do whatever. So I think Days, Young and the Restless, Bold and Beautiful, General Hospital have learned from that. They're not going to cancel Days, and NBC's not going to get something that's going to have a 1.5 to 2 million a day
well, you
show
think
up and
too,
watch
though,
it.
It also is probably the time slot. you know, a lot of people now, especially in families, I mean, not all, but a lot, everyone is working. And then you come home and you've got TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, you're on your phone, and then you're like, oh, wait, I want to watch my soap. But I will tell you, Days of Our Lives fans, they are ride or die. They are strong. Like when we were at Days of Days, everyone was so wonderful. And they kept, the same thing I kept hearing was they're like, they are family to me because, you know, you watch the show every day. You consume this incredible entertainment and it feels like family. And then you get to meet everyone who puts the show together and everyone, your cast, the crew, like everyone's so kind, so wonderful, and just so appreciative of their jobs and just this incredible family in the fan base that has all built this amazing world that has been on for what, 54 years?
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's like unheard of. It's unreal.
And for those of you who weren't at the Day of Days, Ken Corday, said on stage, he goes, that we're aiming for 60. So for him to stand up in front of all the fans who came out, you know, so I think that that's a... Wow. So that's another 5 years, you know what I mean? And like I said, I don't think that the fans are going to lose interest. I don't think that it's anything like that. I think we're competing with the technology shift.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people are going to just sit at 1 o'clock at home and watch it?
Correct,
and
yeah.
Why will new generations, you know, watch it unless we can catch them? But the younger generation. So that's what's going to be interesting. But they're also running ads. Like I watched yesterday's episode because I unplugged the box because I hate how it makes a buzzing noise at night. So I forgot to plug it back in. I didn't record Days because I've been watching the time hop. And I watched it on the NBC app.
Right.
And I got pummeled with commercials. But that's revenue.
Yeah.
So that's actually good. So they're figuring out how to do it. And I just want everyone to know that from my best knowledge, it appears we're all going to come back. It's all going to be good. Days is going to be here. And then once I find out, believe me, I'll let you know because I'll know when I'm going to go back to work. So.
And I think it's got to be sooner than later. I mean, they've got this whole production, you know, with all of these people, all of these employees that they have, and I think everyone will know pretty soon. But before we get into the time hop, I want to go back to Day of Days. Being on the side of it, you get to do this event, you get to connect with the fans every single year. What was your favorite part about this year, about being there? Like, is there any standout moment for you that you had?
Yeah. Well, I mean, in the sense of it being different, this is what stood out for me. Which I talked about on my Insta story, was me and Chandler, playing that little improv game during the interviews.
Yeah.
But honestly, I mean, every year the gratitude of people who stand in line, and it was hot, who bring gifts, who come say hello, who have stories, who are so excited, who take the leaning over the table selfies, because they don't let people behind the table, so they're always like these awkward selfies. But appreciate your sportsmanship. I'm very grateful for that. That always stands out.
And what was the improv game?
Just before every interview, because the struggle that we have is me and Chandler have been on the show for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows our favorite scene. Everyone knows, like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then there wasn't enough information about the time hop for us to talk about it. So I'm like, what are these poor interviewers going to ask us when there's nothing to ask?
Right.
And I said, we're going to get the same questions, like, what's about the time hop? And then we have to, like, you know, say, oh, it's going to be crazy. You know, like, you can't really say anything. So I said, well, how are we going to make 20 interviews exciting? And me and I don't know if I'm allowed to say who I was with on set these days. I actually am glad I didn't say that name. But me and Chandler and one other person were sitting in the Kiriakis Mansion about a couple weeks ago. And I said, dude, I said, we should play a game where right before the interview starts, we whisper a word into each other's ear and we have to implement it into the interview. So we did that on all but one because we got like really quick into one and we didn't get to do it, but we did it on every single one and we slipped them in every single time. It was a lot of fun. And one of my favorites was we got them written down on the pad, and it was the word Velcro that he had to work in. I had to work in blue cheese. And so
did you do that?
I can't remember the question, but we were just like, I was just like waiting. And the longer you wait, the more fun it is because you're running out of time.
Yeah.
Because at the beginning, I want to get it in right away so I could relax. But then I was like, well, this is too easy. I said, let me just wait as long as I can. And they asked something. And I said, well, I was like, Wilson's a power couple. They're going to be together. They've been together. They go together like buffalo wings and blue cheese. Oh my God. And then
what a fun improv game that you guys are playing as well while working, you know?
Yeah, but if you watch, I don't know if they've uploaded them yet, but me and Chandler would laugh every time and people were just like laughing along with us, but we would laugh because of how we would integrate it in.
Yeah.
Because I forget what he said about Velcro, but basically he's like, Will now is just like lazy, doesn't want to tie a shoe, he wears like Velcro, he's like... So we like made all this up, but we really enjoyed that 2-hour portion. We got to have fun with familiar faces who interview us. Yeah. And the hardest ones we worked in were virginity and colonoscopy.
Oh, Lord.
Those were the hardest because we also told each other we don't want to do anything like to cross the line where it's weird. And those were respectful. The two closest to the line of like, how do we make this not strange? And we pulled it off. So it was, that was like the highlight for me because everything else is like a machine that Days and NBC does. It's the same schedule. It's the same great food. It's the same great company. This, you know, same great fans. We had some new fans who came out. So thank you. So all of it was a perfect event.
Yeah.
It went really, really well.
And also too, I want to thank so many of you for coming up and just sharing your thoughts about the podcast and the book. Like I got to meet so many amazing people. So if you're listening, super appreciate it. You guys are so kind, so nice, and getting to meet people from all over.
Yeah.
I mean, all over the world, the globe, not just the States.
Everywhere.
People traveled so far, and I was like, this is so cool.
No, it was really good. You were famous there, babe.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, to shift gears.
Yeah, can you tell us real quick about this time hop, though? Because you keep talking about it. Maybe people might not know what that is.
Yeah, I did a little poll on my Instagram and 67% of you liked it, 33% disliked it. But I think the 33% will come around. Essentially, they had a character hit her head or fall and she wakes up. This is like how the episode goes. Like you're watching it just like you've done for 54 years and all of a sudden she wakes up and goes, "How long have I been out?" And another character goes, "You've been out for a year." So they decided to jump ahead an entire year. So everything's chaos. Everyone's like, wait, who's in jail? Who's dead? Who's alive? What is this? What's happening? And it's just absolutely incredible. And I'm so excited to watch the journey because now that it's out, we find out that my character, my husband, Will, is in jail and that he killed my mother.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's all people know right now. So that's going to unfold. And for all of you who are like, what the hell? That's how I felt filming these.
Yeah.
We did not know how he killed her. Did he kill her? Like, what do you mean killed her? Like, and they always keep us in the dark.
Yeah.
So I had no idea.
Well, so it's crazy because at Days, I remember I met the head writer who was so wonderful. Do you think he's... Like, aren't there a ton of writers on the show?
I don't know how it all works, but I think Ron's the mastermind of, like, here's what we're going to do. And then there's so much mini stories and dialogue. So I think there's different people on the team. Like,
so
I don't think
characters.
Ron writes every single word.
Right.
You know, it's a team of people. But I think him and the team put together the story. And then you have people who are writing the scenes and like how they keep track of it all.
They
is
do
incredible.
Such a good job because there's so many different people and storylines and things that are happening and to keep it dramatic and interesting and fun. So good job.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really good. And what
excited.
We should actually plug it back in to watch it today, too.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
And then we've got a new character on the show now, Brock, who's playing Evan.
Evan.
They changed his name like 3 times and that was the ongoing joke. And then they landed on Evan, I believe. I think it's Evan. It's Evan.
We need to have him on the podcast.
Yeah. I'm going to see if he's available actually tomorrow. Sweet. And we'll check that out. But yeah, Days fans, thank you so much for everything. I know there was a lot of like Days of Our Lives was like all over with the contracts and the time hop and the event and the celebration. Yeah. Like it was like, boom. So appreciate your love and support. Just know that we're all good. And I will let you know ASAP. I would tell you everything if I was able to.
Sure.
You know, I would be I would film so much on set. I would, you know, we just can't. That's the one thing. I you know, I never post on set.
The thing that people
want to know the most of. You have to go through and get approval. Yeah. And then it's like, well, they're like, well, you know, this outfit or this background. And it's like, you know what? It's not even, I'm an organic kind of person. I like to just go boom and just talk. And then it's just tough to do. But the only other thing I could do is do it and then archive everything for 8 months. But we're so far ahead that I just feel like
too much.
Eight months. Then I'm going to show you all in August what was going on. Like, it just seems like it's old news. So, but anyway, let's shift gears to our film. You've been really spearheading because I've had a crazy work week.
What's
going on with this? What's all the haps?
What's going on with it? So basically, after many emails, we have our script out to quite a few big production companies and one really big powerhouse agency, and they all were interested in the logline synopsis. Basically, you kind of share with them what it's about. You obviously want to get their attention right away and see if they're interested, see if it's a project they're looking for. And we found quite a few who were. So now the script is in their hands. And yesterday I spent literally all day going back through and just with the fine-tooth comb, editing. Because that's just what we do. And so now, yeah, it's out in the hands of many different people. I think we've got like six heavy contenders.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited just to see, you know, what's up, what's good, what they say.
Well, the next step is now that we've caught their attention and that we have the correspondence, I also love that we have the connection. The fact that we've got their attention and now we have their email, that's like the hardest part. Like, to be able to break through and to create a dialogue is the, you know, because we essentially want to see, like, what are these six people going to say now about the script?
Correct.
Because if we get, because, and then we also need to, I want to get that number up to like 12, 15, 20.
Yeah.
Because we don't want just one person who wants it. We want like four or five so that there can be a bidding war. We have a little more like, more input. Because, and then I don't like ever feeling desperate. It's a bad marketing sales technique. If you only have one, then you kind of have no leverage.
Yeah.
But if you've got two or three, you also just don't put as much pressure on each meeting because you're like, well, regardless of how this one goes, I got two more.
Absolutely.
Or they all want it, but now I can pick either this one's more money, but this one's less money, but they like our marketing. Mm-hmm. Or this one is less money, but we get to act in it. This one is like the biggest payout of our life-changing money, but they don't want us to act in it.
Yep.
So we'd have to decide, but I'd rather have options than just like, oh, thank God. Do whatever you want
with
it. Right,
no way. And I think it's really cool to see that there is a space in the market, that it's very current, that people are interested, because it's not like we just sent this script out and we're like, please read it. You know, you got to get their attention. See if they're interested in it. And if they are, because you got to realize too, all of these people, they're all searching for their next project that they're going to make. They want this to be good.
Yeah.
They want it to be wonderful, to be a good fit. And of course, you're not going to go to a production company that does solely horror and say, hey, read my comedy ensemble. It's not going to be a good fit.
Exactly.
So we found some really great ones I'm incredibly excited about. And they say, you know, give them like 3 weeks to at least read it. In one case, we had someone say 6 weeks because they were really busy with episodic. Oh, yeah. They also
They're going to miss out.
So we'll see. It's been, you know, just a few days, I think, that the script's been out. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. And we've done a lot of stuff. This is the first one, though, that we wanted to put our name out there. And, you know, because everything else, because we have a lot of ideas. Like, we got probably like 7 or 8 movie ideas, but they're this one is commercial.
Mm-hmm.
It's commercial enough and indie enough, and it's the one to go all out and to, because this is our first impression and it's one of the top three lit agents in the entire business.
I know.
So for them to be interested, but that's our first impression. So we didn't want to come to them with one of our like more wild ideas, because then they're going to be like, oh, that's who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I really love that we're going to put a stake in the ground as in the comedy world, because that's essentially where I want to be.
Yeah.
You know, comedy is more in the sense of it goes together with improv, and that's my favorite kind of acting. I was actually talking about that at work the other day, that it's going to be an interesting change if I'm ever doing a project where they're word perfect, because days is not. They allow you to just be close enough. I don't learn word for word.
Because usually it's what, with multicam, like comedy?
Sitcoms are extremely word for word.
Because it's the comedy.
And then certain films, depending on like one of the, you know, like some of the best writers in the world are word for word, like an Oliver Stone or a Sorkin, I believe, is like
they
word for
be
word
exactly
because they're
they
geniuses. I don't know about like a Quentin. I feel like he allows improv. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I just love the comedy world because it's improv, it's in the moment, and like this
is... I want Linoramas. I want talented actors to see what they come up with and the tone of it. And I just, that's my favorite part too with certain movies where they'll show the bloopers of the Linoramas and like Will Ferrell. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
He crushes it. He's so funny. And I don't know. I love that. I'm such a fan of people just, you know, of course, get the take exactly how you should, but have fun with it too.
Yeah, so that's all good news to get all those yeses and for it just to be the beginning. I just know like this is the time that we're going to be able to do this, and this is the step that we want to make.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're gonna keep you posted on it. But that's the next step is just getting some of the feedback on the scripts of someone like I envision these people going, this is the greatest script I've read.
Oh my gosh!
Like this is what This is what I want to do. Like, let's have a meeting. So
put it in the universe.
We're putting it in there. So we have that.
And you never know, too, in life, things that are just going to come out of nowhere. Because obviously, I can't say much, but received an email this week. Really, really, really interesting, big opportunity in entertainment. And, you know, we don't know if it's something that is a definite for us yet, but it's
looking like it is.
And I know. But it came out of nowhere, and it's so cool.
On top of, like... Yeah, on top of every email that we were receiving from agents and production people, like, oh my God, send the script. We get like an out of the blue. I'm just being careful because we just want to make sure we never like say anything.
Confidential.
Yeah, it's confidential. But
we would know in a few months though and could tell you.
I think before Christmas we would know.
Depends how confidential they want you to be.
Well, that's true too. So
don't want to say too much, but it's really cool.
Yeah. So we have some steps that we need to take in the next 4 weeks. And depending on how it all goes and what they say we can or cannot say, we'll fill you in on the whole thing. And but it's just showing that just putting out to the universe and putting in the work as well, mm-hmm. it all comes together. Like there was just a lot of stuff that's all coming together, and I don't know how it looks from the outside because you might just see the highlight reel for all the fans and friends and family out there. You might just live your life and then every 5 days you see something that we're doing, but we're living the same 24 hours a day that you are, and it feels like it's
like
a journey.
It's taken forever.
It's a journey, but we're being patient and we're not cutting corners.
Yeah.
And we're doing it right. Yeah.
Isn't that what they say?
Because we had the script for a year, and we just wanted to make it. We want to, because we just learned.
Yeah.
The shortcuts never work.
Nope.
You know, even our podcast is picking up so much steam. We're just putting them out, and we've got 4 mind-blowing guests that are coming up in the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah, you all are going to be like really, really pleased. But we're just like slowly doing it. We're just putting in the work, being consistent. And one of my favorite online mentors is Gary Vaynerchuk, and he always says, "Don't listen to what I say, watch what I do."
Mm-hmm.
So it's like for all our friends, family, fans, followers, the 4 F's. You know, that's just what we're doing. We're looking at Gary. Like Gary has a phone number now, and like we're like, well, we're gonna do the phone number, and then you know he's gonna do the podcast, we're gonna do the podcast. It's like just watch. So it's like if you want something more, if you want to do a blog, you want to do that, you just gotta do.
Well, yeah, and it's kind of crazy because looking at this entire year, I feel like this was the year you and I were like, okay, it's time to like level up, let's go, let's do it. And the number one thing for anyone trying to do anything is you just gotta start like today, because I've seen you know, different people who've wanted to do different things and like they just never started, you know, and that happens all the time. And you think, oh, I'll start tomorrow. I'll do it next month. Oh, I got to wait until this is done next year. And then next year is the following year. But if you're consistent and you start and you really keep a schedule with it and you make sure you do it and you keep yourself accountable, you'll see progress in anything. If it's weight loss, if it's, you know, a side hustle, if it's going to school or whatever it is that you want to do, just do it. Just start. Like you said, just do. Nike, legit, just do it.
Like, well, I never understood that until
100%.
Now I get it. Yeah. Oh, I got it. Just do it. Do you remember that? Remember Art Williams? Just do it.
Just do it.
Go to YouTube after this and type in Art Williams, just do it.
It's so good. It's so good.
But I just do it.
I just do it.
But Art, how do I? Well, just do it. You do it and you do it and you do it. But what if I can't? You just do it.
So good.
Well, Art, when I get my promote, just do it.
The best.
Just do it.
That's right.
There's so much talking. I'm just like, but that's where I'm like so like split sometimes where I go, you know, we've been these positive, motivating people or people for other people. And we're getting a lot of great response on the podcast, on the book. And people have said like genuine messages that have meant the world to us because you never know. You have a thought, you put it out. Some of the content we do work, some doesn't, all of it in between. But at some point you're just like what else? Like you want to help people,
yeah,
you know, but then you also, some people just aren't going to do. And you're just like, come on, just like, it feels unwilling. So much better. Yeah. You can't sell the unsellable and not, but it's if they want to do it, someone who's completely happy, who's completely crushing it and don't want to do anything else, then you're already doing well. You know, it's like, but if you're unhappy or you're stuck or you're unfulfilled, that this is for you then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you don't want to preach to the people who are already excited about life and crushing it, you know, that you've already got it figured out. But the people who, even for us, like, yeah, we're doing cool stuff, but we're always for the next thing, next level up. Like, I don't ever think there'll be a ceiling, you know, it's just going to be keep climbing because the stairs are all the way. They're forever.
Wild like that. Well, on the same note, I just want to say you actually introduced this to me. We started a challenge, a yoga challenge. And for me, I haven't done yoga. I think it's been like 6 years, but I used to be a real big yogi. I loved it. I loved Bikram. And it was just so great for, you know, stretching, toning, of course, strength. But I've noticed since we've started again, I mean, we're only on day 3, but it's so good for stretching. That's why I probably get so many injuries because I never stretch, you know, and it's so good for building the core. And you really don't realize just how much you're breathing when you're doing yoga and really bringing that into your core and feeling relaxed. And we do it every morning the past 3 days.
Yeah. So far, so good.
But how do you feel doing yoga? Do you love it?
Well, it's the thing I've never done. Mm-hmm. And it's the thing that I need the most because I was thinking, well, what holds me back and why do I have the weight fluctuation? And it's because when I work out like a crazy person, yeah. I'll lose weight, I'll do this thing, but my mind still goes back to when I'm 19 years old where I know what I'm capable of, but then I'll jump or run or try to lift and I pull shit. And that's why I was like, yoga is the best thing that I need. I need it to be consistent and it's something that will last.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing. It's like I can do yoga till I'm 120.
Yeah.
And I want to learn that skill because we're already doing chest and my arms and everything. And that's what I need is stretching. No wonder I'm pulling tendons. I can't even put my head on my knees like I used to.
We were doing yoga though this morning and I was laughing so hard.
So I'm using a bath towel.
You're using a bath towel. First of all, getting you a yoga mat stat, like today we're going to go. But you were making a joke and you go, look, I'm a tree. And I'm sitting there trying to balance. And I was laughing and I just couldn't even handle it. But then you took it really serious after that.
Well, I had to because I wanted to do it. But we're always down. I mean, we try. You can't fault us for trying new things. Always trying new things. So far, so good. 3 days.
So far, so
yoga.
Good. We'll keep you posted.
And we're just doing, like, we just Googled like I wanted to do like an in-home workout, but I didn't want to go buy Insanity like the DVDs because we don't have a DVD player. So I was like, is there a way to get this on demand? So we found a way online that you can do all these different workouts on demand. It's like $40 a month for the both of us. Because I'm like, if we go to yoga class, it's going to cost us a fortune. So it's like maybe we'll just once we get better in like a month, we'll go just for the experience like once a week. But I love that we can just do it from the comfort of our own home and we're done right
really
now.
Good
so we're
at
on.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just want to get my hamstrings.
I didn't realize how tight I was, though. Because when I'm stretching, I'm like, man, I haven't done this in a minute. Like, For real. Yeah. You feel so good when you're done.
Exactly.
I love it.
We could keep going, but I want to actually get this edited and out today.
Yeah.
And then we have so many things. I want to talk about Thanksgiving and all this stuff, but we're going to be doing a bunch of podcasts in the next couple of weeks. So let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. But thank you all for tuning in and catching up with us here. And then we'll see you soon.